Welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Ma.
And welcome to the half-hour radio program that airs every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. But also, because of a wonderful partnership with St. Lucie Public Schools, our little radio program is a television show.
I thought you were going to say a big television show. I'm glad you didn't.
No, it's a small television show that airs. If you're wondering, if you're listening to the radio and you're like, what do these faces look like? With the word of caution, just mostly from my perspective, with the word of caution, look up your cable provider for WLX Verizon, that is the St. Lucie Public Schools, or do what I do, which is go onto YouTube, look up WLX Verizon. You can see all of our past shows. You can see us grow up in this radio program because literally we've been doing this program for 9 years-ish.
At least.
And there are 9 years worth of videos. So Ashley was 12.
That's accurate.
My voice dropped after, I'm just kidding, you're fine, I'm just kidding. But welcome to the show. It's all about connecting you, the listener and viewer this month, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, Ashley, myself, the entire team and board, we are not media professionals. We just play that way once a week and once a month in a television studio. But what we do for our community is five priorities that we focus on. And those priorities are, and if you've heard this before, say it with me. One, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And we address those priorities by developing and funding resources and programs for all families in our community.
That is right. And I will just give a quick plug. I know we always talk about this. We've mentioned it several times, I think, in the last couple of months. But we share all of that information with you all, with our listeners and our viewers every week. But every year we produce an annual impact report, and we've actually been resharing, if you will, some of that information on our Facebook page. So Facebook is a great way to stay in touch with us, to learn more about those programs. Obviously on our website, which is cscslc.org, we share a lot of information there about our funded program partners and the work that they're doing in the community. We actually shared a really great success story from our annual report, but from one of our programs, from Healthy Families. And it's a really great story about a mom who found out she was pregnant with twins while she was in nursing school and how she kind of navigated that with the help of her Healthy Families caseworker. So lots of fun information that you can find on our website, on Facebook, obviously by listening and watching to the show because we're so entertaining. That's not the face I expected you to make.
The singing and dancing portion That's comes just end. A minute later.
That's right at the end.
We're in the improv section right now.
Yeah. But we do have a lot of resources, and often Sean brought props today. So
I didn't bring the annual report. I didn't know we were going to mention.
I'm sorry. Our family guide to programs, which we actually have available in multiple languages now. So if you have a business, a location where you might be able to share this information with your clients, with your guests, with your coworkers, whomever, we can bring these printed copies to you. This is also available on our website, again, in multiple languages. So we've now have it printed in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Creole. So if you have a need for these, please let us know. You can actually fill out a quick form on our website that will just let us know that you need them, and we'll drop them off to you.
And we kind of broke the fourth wall here. I don't know if you're familiar with what that means. We're obviously speaking to the camera, but our program guide actually has advertisement for this radio show. And television.
We just came full circle here.
Right? You know, it all comes together. And by the way, if you're listening, you're like, oh, maybe I should just turn the channel at this point. The reason why we do this show is we want to make sure in an entertaining way, clearly this is entertaining, in an entertaining way, so that you, the viewer and listener, can know what resources are out there so that you can refer your loved ones. And it's so important. I know it's the summer. Are you fully aware?
Yeah, my kids are home. I'm aware.
And the other thing is, believe it or not, it's already hurricane season.
Oh, gosh. Don't say it out loud.
And normally I would never say that because it's June, but there's bread out there right now, which is weird. But I say all that to say that I just left the city of Port St. Lucie, and they talked about hurricane prep. I know this sounds weird to say in June, but it's not too late to be thinking about hurricane prep, which is making sure that you have water and food that doesn't have to be refrigerated just in case.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be music that plays that goes, wah.
Sometimes it's just not fun being an adult. Am I right?
Or a Floridian.
Or a Floridian. I always, you know me, I always say there's three seasons in Florida. There's the normal season, hurricane season, and legislative season. Everybody else gets fall, winter, spring, and summer. We get three seasons.
That's accurate. Actually, you mentioned legislative season, and we had a run-in downstairs. We ran into a friend of ours, Maisha, from Representative Dana Trabulsi's office. But I know we've talked a lot about the advocacy work that we do locally, but is also done in Tallahassee by our whole network of children's services councils across the state. And there was some really great work done by Representative Trabulsi this year in her office. And just shout out to her, Maisha, really grateful for the support.
And I'll just give Representative Trabulsi a plug and summarize that real quick. It's two exciting things. One is a little in the weeds that probably won't mean anything unless you work for a nonprofit. But that is streamlining the background screening process to make it portable so that nonprofits can save money. But we're also ensuring that the kids in the care of nonprofits, those kids are safe. Level two background screening is big. But the big thing that I think will impact a lot of families is kid care or healthy kids insurance, which we help fund a navigator so that people can make it easy for people to sign up for kid care. A reminder, kid care is insurance for children. And it doesn't matter your income. It just matters how much you'll pay. So if you make 200% or below federal poverty level, you're going to pay for health insurance with no deductibles for your kid, $20 a month per your child. Now, anybody that's shopped insurance knows that that's a remarkable deal. But even if you're above that threshold, it's still very competitive. But it also hurts a lot of pocketbooks because it's like $225. And so we had worked with Representative Trabulsi to talk about what we call the fiscal cliff, which is what happens when families that are above that threshold and now they have to pay the full freight of insurance or childcare. It creates a fiscal cliff of, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 where there's no motivation to go above the 200% federal poverty level. Well, thanks to Representative Trabulsi and what happened this legislative session, they're raising the rate to 300% federal poverty level, which will help those working families. And then when you go above that, it's a tiered cost. So the more money you make, you pay a little bit more as opposed to that full freight. So to get more kids with health insurance, what that means is there's more kids that are going to get their yearly physical and checkups, particularly the younger kids. They're going to be able to go to school healthy, less trips to the emergency room, which always drive up the cost, and more hopefully medical homes. That's huge for our community and huge for families.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And again, she's been a great partner to us. And to our community. So
we're very excited about that legislation. As you can see, we're very passionate about making sure that families have access to the resources, which is in part, let's bring it back to why we have this show.
That's right.
They don't just let us on the show because they're trying to fill 30 minutes. That might be the why, but
that's not what they told us.
Because we connect people to resources and we have a great resource here today.
I
gotta be honest, Ashley worked in this community for a long time. When this entity came, I've never seen so much excitement for a nonprofit to come into our community. And it's in large in part because of obviously the founder, but our guest here today.
I think I was going to introduce him like by his title, which we talked about before it started, and now Regional Development Director. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. You did good.
Regional Development Director. But really, I feel like he's just kind of a hype man. Would you agree? Like he just kind of like hypes up.
We'll start the show over and he can lead the show off to get up, bring some excitement.
That might be a great idea. But no, we are really excited. We've got Sean Kyle with us today from Project Lift. And as Sean mentioned, probably a still newbie in our community, at least in St. Lucie County, as far as nonprofits and programs go, but really already having a tremendous impact, doing amazing work for the youth in our community. And has some really cool things to talk about. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be in St. Lucie County.
See, you can see the hype already, right?
Right.
You brought the energy level.
Totally raised the level.
I like it.
So we talked about you being a little new. You guys got a start in Martin County, and we've finally convinced you to come above the border.
You did.
But for anybody who maybe hasn't heard yet about Project Lift and what you guys are doing, talk to us a little bit about what's happening and what's going on up there.
Sure. Well, Project Lift, some mix us up with the trades, but we are first and foremost a mental health and substance abuse for teenagers. Through that lens, we treat our teens with the trades, teaching them a skilled trade, which will help them to open up and talk about some of the problems they're facing. Most of our teens are court appointed. been arrested. We work directly with the school district. St. Lucie School District has been a fantastic partner in referring the teens that meet that requirement. So we serve 14 to 22-year-olds. Our career rising is during the day. So those are teens that have actually been thrown out of school, arrested, court appointed. And then we have our after school program where those teens actually are on the verge of being thrown out of the school district or need immediate help. And they're there like an after school program anywhere else, 2:30 to 6:30.
So it's an interesting concept because you're right. I think most people, if they've heard of Project Lift, they're like, oh, that's the group of guys that build stuff.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
And Sean goes around and is super excited about it, right? but it's an interesting concept because, and I've heard the founder, Bob Zacchio, talk about it.
Yes.
He was a mental health therapist.
Yes.
And, you know, when you come into therapy, it's, you know, you have to be willing to talk in order for therapy to work. Right. And these young men weren't really saying anything.
I don't know if you've met many teenage boys.
Right.
So I remember him telling the story. So one time a young man came in and he's like, you know what? We're not going to do therapy today. We're just going to go out fishing out back. And he said that he disclosed more while fishing. And I think that something something clicked with Bob. So you guys teach them a trade, but at the same time, they're getting their therapy.
Right. So they'll meet with a certified therapist throughout the day. They have regular appointments and then have a schedule. They get to pick their trades, everything from plumbing to welding to carpentry. We usually start our young men in carpentry so they can actually build something and then build that confidence. But yes, Bob calls it therapy under the hood of a car, and they started in auto mechanics. And auto mechanics is probably one of our most popular trades here in Fort Pierce with our young men. So, well,
and I think the thing that's really cool about it, and obviously when you're talking about involving them in the trades, you're building a skill set for them that's useful. It's not just, you know, it's not just them meeting with a counselor and getting the mental health support that they need. They're learning actual skills that are employable. And that's a huge part of it.
Yes, Ashley, we're trying to rebuild their self-esteem. Whatever happened. Usually the court will expunge what has happened and give them that second chance. We're a lot cheaper and a lot cheaper for our taxpayers instead of sending this young man to jail, is sending them to Project Lift if they fit the criteria and there's hope, and then getting them a job. Over the last year, our first graduating class was around 4 young men, which I was like, okay, kind of works. We're getting there. The last graduating class in March was 10, and all 10 are working. That wasn't the case the first round. And now we have our third round, and they'll be graduating in August. So it's pretty awesome to get the job and to be working and to be upfront with the employer that, yes, they may have something on their record, but they're testing clean. They are off drugs. That's part of the criteria to graduate. And they're finishing high school. We have a full-time high school teacher in Fort Pierce that works directly with the children. And then job placement, which can be the biggest challenge because their license may have been suspended or they don't have transportation. So we work really hard. I work hard as the hype man to get them to work and make sure they go to work and have that future. The greatest phone call was a couple weeks ago. This young man works at the Porch Factory, was in gang activity, came in, didn't talk to anybody for weeks. Now he came through the carpentry, loved it, and he's working at Porch Factory. And I surprised him a couple weeks ago, and he said I have $2,000 in the bank. First of all, I'm using a bank, Mr. Sean. Mm-hmm. I'm not using the mattress. Right. I don't have to look over my shoulder that someone's coming to shoot me. I'm still in the gang because I don't think he can ever leave the gang. But he's working and building that confidence and comes back for dinner at the house on Delaware Avenue to talk to the other young men that may be experiencing, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing?
A mentor. He's mentoring.
I'm mentoring him. So to me, to see that success is wonderful. And to see it so quickly.
Yeah.
And you guys create like a family atmosphere there, right? You just mentioned a family
dinner,
right?
Right.
And so you have kids that attend during the day and then you have kids that attend after school. And I'm saying that I'm getting to you giving your phone number, just a heads up. So if somebody's watching and it sounded like a lot of referrals come from the schools and maybe Department of Juvenile Justice or the court system,
sure.
But can a family just refer or do they need to go through the schools or, you know, if they're in the court system, go that way to get into Project Lift?
Right. They can, if they're working with the schools and there's an issue, they can bring up Project Lift, but they can always go to our website, projectlift.org. And it's very simple. We make it look like a camp application. So we're breaking down all the stigma of coming to an actual mental health substance abuse facility. But they'll fill out that application and their family will receive a phone call hopefully in the next 24 hours, business days. And then they'll do an intake. They'll meet with a therapist. And sometimes our high school teacher to see if it's a good fit, depending where they're at. If it's not a good fit, we'll refer to other places.
So I encourage everybody. And what would, like, if somebody's watching, they're like, I have a young teenage son.
Sure.
Like, what kind of things should they look for that might be good to get into Project Lift and go to projectlift.org?
Great question. So to sit in a classroom 6 to 8 hours a day is sometimes difficult. If that young teen is getting in trouble, wants to work with their hands, they've experienced with substance abuse, probably a good fit for us. Probably school isn't the way to go. We do not stick our kids on a laptop. We do not sit them in the classroom. There is some classroom with the high school activity, but we try to be very aware that we want them outside working with their hands and learning a trade. But yeah, that's usually what the good fit is. A lot of our young men are right from Fort Pierce. We serve all the schools, and we pick the young men up, with cars that they helped fix. So again, we're not in some special bus or a different color bus that, you know, signifies, hey, oh, they're in trouble. It's all about building their confidence. So it's kind of cool to, you know, in 1987 Suburban that we rebuilt and the kids were a part of it. And yet we might have Toyo tires on it and some rims to kind of make it look cool. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to Project Lift, you know, and I'm there.
And I did that.
So I have an old Jeep. So can I get some work done?
Sean's going to drop by. So I think it's really interesting. So you talked about your website. Is there a phone number for anybody
sure.
to call to get more information?
Sure. So 772-834-4869. That's my direct line. But I can also talk them through which direction to go to. If it's a business partner or somebody in the trades that wants to partner with us, that's a huge part because our families do not pay.
Talk a little bit about that because you talked about mechanics, you talked about carpentry. What other trades are available to them that you would need either kids to get involved in or also business partners to come on
board
with?
Sure. So our most popular is the welding. Our young men are looking at fantastic jobs, 50,000 to 80,000 coming out and starting with welding. So we have a mobile, welding unit thanks to Impact 100 of St. Lucie County that we won that, last year. It was a huge, huge help. And of course, Children's Services Council of getting our start, but that's only part of the puzzle. I'm the hype man, but I'm also the development guy that needs to raise the money. The community really has to have Project Lift and be a part of it. So it makes sense to me that the business partners would be major donors and helping out, supplying us with equipment, helping out with funding. It's an expensive program to run, but much cheaper, like I said, than going to jail and going through that
and I think of. And Ashley, you and I have been to a couple of their events, and I'm always struck by, you know, as nonprofits, we kind of stick with other nonprofits, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the nonprofit world knows each other, but you guys have perfectly blended nonprofit with the business world. I think you and I were the only two like non-business people there. And I was just like, man, they're connected to everybody. So my understanding, when you become a business partner, it's like almost like a club.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I think
secret club.
It's very secret. It's very
it's
fancy. There's special lunches.
There is.
Invitation only.
But can you talk about, because as sure. I actually mentioned, you're always looking for new industries to kind of come on board. And I just think it's a great opportunity for any of our viewers or listeners.
I'll give you a great example. There's 5 million square footage of marine industry going into Fort Pierce. So if you look at building a boat or being a part of a place that builds boats or fixes boats, Director, Twin V, Maverick, they need a workforce that wants to work hard. I mean, that makes sense to me. So many of them have partnered with us. Whether you're welding, carpentry, auto mechanics, they all apply to the marine industry. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with Causeway Cove to actually have a space where they can work on the boats. That is coming along, not as quickly as I would like to get a marine mechanic.
Hype man, I get it.
But the hype man's working on it. So a marine mechanic, they can please apply with Project Lift. But getting those young men into those buildings. Twin V just did this elaborate tour of the facility and showed us their new break room. I mean, it was fantastic. And our young men they're funny. They're like, I'm like, what do you think? Well, I'm weighing my options. They have multiple offers when they come out of Project Lift. I also do want to say that this isn't warm and fuzzy. Some of our kids relapse. Mm-hmm. Some of our kids, like the last call I got, went to lunch and never came back. So I handle those type of calls and those relationships. And sometimes they just need to come back. Once you graduate, doesn't mean you're out on your own. Substance abuse is something that maybe reoccurs. So we know that and we'll work with them. Obviously, we want to talk about the success, but there's a lot of challenges too when it comes to that. And going back to the old gang, being in that crowd. So I want our young teens to understand that, yes, if you do screw up, you're welcome to come back, depending on what you did.
Well, and I think it's important too, you know, you talk about building their confidence and things like that. But I think a lot of it, of them looking to get a job, is fear-based. They're scared of being honest with that employer. They're scared of what happened in the past. And so to have the team from Project Lift on their side and walking them through that process is so important. I know from stories that we've heard that Vic will sometimes sit in the back of court hearings and just stand up and say, I'll take him. Like, I'll do it. We'll do it. We'll work with this kid.
So awesome. Yep, absolutely. Vic Miller, our director of operations, amazing. He grew up in the area. He lived that life. He's very honest about it. And is a huge role model, but he does go to court. And if you met Vic, he's a presence, right? I'm scared of him at times. No, I'm not. He's a gentle giant, but he loves our kids and we'll go to bat for him. And I think that does kind of separate us from other, mental health facilities, to get to that point. But we're there for him. And, our graduation coming up in August, Bob Zacchio sets those graduations up just like a regular graduation. They're in their gown. Grandma's there, and celebrating. All of a sudden that young person is the all-star of the family where they've been kind of, you know, they've been in trouble. Oh no, you know, Chauncey got in trouble again. Now they're the all-star. They're taking pictures. They're having cake. They're celebrating. And it's just, it's wonderful to see.
Very cool.
You know, and you talk about it, and I appreciate it because, you know, when you talk about mental health and substance abuse, you know, there's no magic like, hey, take this pill 3 times a day and you will, you know, be fine. So there's going to be, you know, relapses. There's going to be issues. And the fact that you're welcoming them back, I mean, obviously, some changes got to be made, but you know, it's not like one and done, right?
Yeah, right.
But also, you know, you talk about how effective they are and how great it is. And while you were talking about that, I was thinking about everybody that we've met at Project Lift, from Sean, the hype man, all the way to Vic and, you know, some of the therapists and the people that work hands on are just amazing people. Mm-hmm. And the strength of a good program is the relationship that you have with the child and the youth. And you guys are absolutely all stars at that.
Yeah.
And it shows, right? I mean, He's not hyping and smiling. I'm not a wow because it's his job. He's hyping and smiling because he believes in the kids and the program.
Well, and I think too, we've had the opportunity to listen to some of the kids who have gone through the program and the they testimony. Believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so again, to convince a teenage, especially boy, that you know, they're worth it to keep showing up. I think that's huge. That's life changing for sure.
And our goal is to start the young ladies program. We have that in Palm City and in Belglade.
They keep asking. I know they do.
And that'll come. We're renovating the facility now, so we can have more of our teens. But yes, the young ladies program will come. And
do they just stand outside and loiter? Like,
yeah.
Can we come in?
And a lot of people ask us, well, what do the young ladies do? They do all the same things.
They
will become a welder. They will become carpentry. And Sean mentioned it earlier. It's all about replacement behavior. So when you have replacement behavior, something you love, like basketball on Tuesday nights that Sean loved, me and him love that, they will not be getting in trouble.
Right.
They will open up. And Bob Zacchio discovered that 13 years ago. And the government's taken notice. Department of Labor's taken notice. Madam Trabolzi, mm-hmm. state rep, has taken notice and really been huge supporter of Project Lift. This is something that you're going to see throughout Florida. And Fort Pierce, we're proud to be here because right now everyone's talking about Fort Pierce and St. Lucie County. And some of the things that we're doing with the trades and the Business and Trade Society, they're going to copycat at the other two facilities. So that's something we brought to the table.
And when it comes to children's programming and youth program, obviously we're the Children's Services Council. So that's top of mind. It checks off all the boxes, right? It's a successful program, amazing outcomes involving the business and a future, right? Yeah. When they graduate, they've got, I mean, you're lining them up with a job, $2,000 in the bank account.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to guess many adults listening or watching probably can't say they got $2,000 in the bank account.
Because
life happens, right?
That's right.
Real quick, I want to remind everybody that you can go to projectlift.org. And do you want to give out your phone number one more time?
Yes, 772-834-4869. Please do not hesitate to give me a call.
And we got like a minute left. So we talked about, I'm going to have you do this in 40 seconds or less, but after I set it up for 20 seconds. We talked about if I've got a young man and I want to go to Project Lift or explore it, go to projectlift.org. But if there's somebody that has a business that's particularly in the trades, what is it that you're looking for?
Right. So do they need employees? Do they need a workforce? We can supply that, but we want a relationship. They need to take a tour and understand what we're doing and some of the challenges. What I always tell an employer is before our young man will start when he's ready, not when you're ready. So we kind of draw the line in the sand, but also we do want support. It makes sense once they tour and see what we do to become a donor.
I gathered from the event that I went to and just watching the interaction, it's not that you're looking for just a donation and thank you.
Correct.
You're building a partnership and a relationship, which I think is really a microcosm of that whole program.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Right. For
so, sure. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sean Kyle, the hype man for Project Lift. Make sure you check out projectlift.org and learn all about it. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Reminder, it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. Also, we take that audio, make it a podcast. So there's really no excuse not to listen. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council on your favorite podcast app, including those with iPhones. A reminder that it's our children. I got you. Our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.